سبث جو مراح وياها قلبي شراح والأنس تطري الهنا يا قصد والفراح.
الله سبحانه وتعالى says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And as for those who strive hard for us, we will most certainly guide them unto our ways. Quran, Surah 29, verse 69.
Allison continues to struggle with her family's acceptance. They still do not acknowledge her newfound religion unless they want to insult her and call her names. And while her family struggles are making her feel like she's drowning, her online community is not being very helpful either. Allison and Samira meet up and Allison vents her frustrations.
This is ridiculous. I feel so overwhelmed right now, as if I'm not really catching a break.
What's bothering you?
Things at home haven't been easy, and now my online community is not being very helpful either. Every day, someone is commenting on one of my old posts. Nail polish is haram. The way you dress is haram. This is haram. That is haram. I know! Obviously, everything I did before I became a Muslim is haram. I'm taking one step at a time. I'm choosing a completely different life. And it's not easy to change overnight, but I'm making an effort. No one sees that.
Yeah, I saw that. People are cruel. Just ignore them. Focus on you, on what you can change. Make small changes. Implement one thing in your life at a time.
That's what I'm trying to do, but all of it just feels so isolating. When am I changing my name? As far as I understand, I don't have to change my name to confirm that I am a Muslim, right?
May Allah reward you for your struggles. I can't imagine how lonely it must be at home.
When am I changing my name? As far as I understand, I don't have to change my name to confirm that I am a Muslim, right?
You don't have to. It's not a Muslim name, it's an Arabic name. People tend to get the two confused.
And the thing is, I don't want to change my name. Because even though my parents hate me right now, I know that when I was born, they named me with love. And because of that, I want to keep my name. Kind of like in their honor, you know? Even though right now, they're probably wishing that I wasn't their daughter.
Don't say that. I don't think they wish that you weren't their daughter. They're just angry. Make lots of dua. Allah is listening. Allah is watching. He knows what you're going through. It's hard. And the harder your tests are, the greater your reward, inshallah.
Oh, I guess. Please make a lot of dua for me. I'm in love with my religion, but the people around me make it very hard for me.
Just block them out. You don't need people to dictate to you. You know how much you're trying, and if you're going to allow the voices of those around you to affect you, you're going to lose yourself. You're going to be focusing on them and not yourself. Remember, we're human. We're going to sin. We're going to make mistakes. But Islam teaches us about Allah's mercy, right? So if we sin, we just ask for forgiveness. We make intention not to commit that sin again, and then we move on. Look, I'm not the best Muslim out there. I mean, I only recently fell in love with the same religion that I grew up with. I took it for granted. I still struggle with my prayers, but I'm making effort. I struggle with hijab too. I struggle with gossiping. I struggle with so many things. I'm not perfect. I sin. But I choose to focus on Allah's mercy. Now, obviously, I'm going to try. I'm not going to be reckless and commit sins and live however I want just because I know Allah is merciful. I need to make a concerted effort too.
That makes a lot of sense. You're right. Allah is merciful. I just need to take one step at a time.
Exactly. We're in this together. We've got this. I'm sure your struggles are way worse than mine. But maybe it's because your strength is way more than mine.
I like how you put that. We can do this. We'll make dua for each other.
Absolutely.
Do you think I should address my followers too?
That's not a bad idea. It may even give those out there, you know, an idea of how to deal with those around them. You may be helping people.
Okay, do you want to be in my video? I'm going to make a TikTok now.
No, thank you. I get camera shy when I'm taking videos.
Okay, well, here goes. Assalamu alaikum, my dear followers. It's been 2 weeks now since I've become a Muslim. And honestly, spiritually, it's been the best 2 weeks of my life. There's a peace in my heart which is indescribable. But on the social front, I'm actually struggling. My family has not accepted that I'm now a Muslim. I'm called names and bullied every day. So please, make dua for me. I need it. And then I know a lot of you are trying to give me advice and it's coming from a good place. But please be sensitive. Life is not easy for a revert. We're constantly told that everything is haram. And a lot of the time, we are still learning. Some of you have been asking me if I'm going to change my name. And no, I'm not. I don't need to change my name to an Arabic name to confirm that I am a Muslim. I know my hijab isn't perfect right now. I mean, I barely know how to wear it, but I'm trying, you know? You may sometimes see me without the hijab. And if you do, make dua for me. You need to remember that I was someone who used to dress bearing a lot of skin. I need a whole new wardrobe because I don't want to show skin anymore. I want to dress modest. And all of this takes time. Inshallah, with each day, I'll change for the better. Remember me in your duas. Peace and love.
That was great. You said everything you needed to.
Thanks. Hopefully my online community will be more supportive. Because I know what's waiting for me when I get home.
Why don't you come by me?
Not today, but I will take you up on that offer.
You better. My mum is leaving in a few days for Al-Aqsa, so come over when you can.
I will. Let me get going though. I'll see you soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
When Alison gets home, she's met by her hostile family who have convened in the kitchen. No doubt that they were discussing her, because as she walks in, they grow silent.
What the hell is on your head? You look like a terrorist.
Oh, jeez. Now she dresses like them too.
Have they started oppressing you already? You know you're going to always be oppressed. You're forced to dress like that?
If I was forced to dress like this, then who forced me?
I don't know, but it's a clear indication of how that religion oppresses its women.
Actually, the only place I'm being oppressed is right here. None of you accept me and my choices. If I told you that I was going to convert to any other religion, none of you would have said anything. But your deep hatred for Islam is so evident in the way that you're treating me. So yes, I'm oppressed in this home.
That's ridiculous. We don't care what you wear.
Oppression is not about clothing. It's about mental pressure and cruelty. And right now, you're all forcing me to give up a religion I've fallen in love with and threatening me. And you're being cruel. You keep calling me a terrorist when I haven't hurt a single person in this house.
Your actions hurt us.
How?
You have disrespected us by converting.
That's not being disrespectful. I'm just following my own path, which you've always encouraged.
So now, it's my fault you became a Muslim.
What?
Don't make it seem like it's my fault.
That's not what I'm doing. I truly pray that one day you all accept me as I am. I love you all. Even if you may hate me right now, I still love you.
جمال الوجود بذكر الإله وتصفو الحياة بنور هدى جمال الوجود بذكر الإله وتصفو الحياة بنور هدى وتطلب نفس له.
Often we forget about Allah's mercy. We sometimes believe that we're too far lost to turn back or too deep in sin, that we cannot possibly get out of it. But Allah is the most merciful. He can forgive the greatest of sinners because no sin is beyond His mercy. Repent and you will be forgiven. Ibn Majah narrated that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who repents from sin is like the one who did not sin. Sahih Ibn Majah.
عن سيره ولا جمع مال تغشى هوا إذا ما يؤمن. What else?